This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
But right now, it is time for the nephew. He's here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
Something that all men want, you know, this right here, the title is, I need you to wash me. Mm.
That sounds real old to me, so I wipe it down in that conversation.
Wipe me down.
Wipe me down. Wipe now, me that down. Sounds very old to me.
I need you to wash me. Let's go, cat dog.
It's a great day at Nursery. This is Felicia.
I'm trying to get somebody to come down here to 501.
I'm sorry?
501. I need somebody to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
But, sir, I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this the nursery? Is this the nurse? The nurse to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, this is the nursery, not the nurse. I think you might have dialed the wrong number.
Lord, I need to talk to where's Nurse Cynthia at? That's who's normally clean me up. I need her to come down here and clean me up.
Sir, I really do think you have the wrong number. Where are you calling from?
Who is this here?
This is Felicia. I'm the director here at the nursery.
That's what I say. I need the nurse to come down here and clean me up.
Oh.
Now, this bedpan and all this stuff to clean me up because...
Oh.
I've been sitting here a long time. Now ain't nobody come.
Well, sir, I think you dialed the wrong number. If you tell me where you are, I can try to help you, but...
I ain't dialed the wrong number. I need somebody to come down here and clean me up. This ain't right. But y'all supposed to be able to... Y'all supposed to get here. Every hour somebody supposed to come check on me. Ain't nobody come check on me yet.
Okay, well, I apologize, but you have the wrong number. Try hanging up and then dialing.
Is this a nurse station?
Sir, this is a nursery. We take care of children here. This is not the nurse station.
I'm not no child. I said, is this the nurse station?
Sir, I'm sorry, you're not listening to me? This is not the nurse station. This is a nursery. We have children here. We take care of children. So I think you dialed the wrong number.
No, they said that they're supposed to come clean up every hour. They're supposed to come check on me. I've been here might near 3 hours. Ain't nobody come to check on me yet. And now that I need somebody to come clean me up. And
okay.
The bedpan is full. And they just don't come check on us like they're supposed to check on us. They're supposed to come check on us.
I'm really sorry that they have not come to check on you in your bedpan.
Why would they let us sit here like they do?
Okay, sir, just listen to what I'm saying. This is a nursery. We take care of small children. This is not the nurse's station, so I'm...
No, my grandkids, I got small children as my grandkids. I got about 42 grandkids.
42, huh?
They come see me on Sunday, but soon as they leave, the people at the nurse station, they treat me bad and leave me here like... like this here. 2 or 3 hours, don't nobody come check on me. Can you come down here and check this bed thing?
Sir, I can't do that. I need to get back to the kids here that we take care of at the...
My kids don't come till... They come on Sunday. They come every Sunday after church, and they come see me.
Do they? Okay. Well, I'm glad your kids come see you, and I'm going to get off the phone now. When I hang up, you just dial the number right
there. When you get off, you're going to come down here and come see and clean me up?
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to let you call back. And
why you won't come clean me up? Why you won't do that? Why you do it?
Sir, I'm not a nurse. I'm a teacher, not
when,
a nurse.
When I would come and do, people told to do their job. You do what the job is. Whatever your job is, that's what you do. I worked 42 years straight, and I did my job.
Okay. I'm a teacher. That's
why you won't come on down here and do what you're supposed to do?
Because I don't clean bedpans.
You know why, God, y'all young folks don't do your job. The damage you're going to make me mad if you don't get your down here. You get your down here.
I'm going to ask that you not talk to me like that.
You get your down here and come clean this bedpan and clean me up. I ain't supposed to be sitting here like this all the time. What's your name again?
It's Felicia, and I have
Felicia,
tried to be
Felicia,
really, really, really nice to you.
Down here right now.
Please do not speak to me like that. I'm trying to let you know that you
got... You anywhere I want to.
You gonna calm down and quit talking to me like that. I'm trying to help you. Now, that's just rude, speaking to me like that. Now, this is a nursery.
And you supposed to do what a nurse supposed to do. You get your down here right now.
You know, I'm nice to you as I possibly can. But, David, you're not going to talk to me like that. That's just rude and disrespectful. Don't speak to me like that.
You talking about kicking some,
I will kick your in the wheelchair. This seems to be the only language you understand is me talking to you crazy since you talking to me crazy.
Well, when are you going to get your down here?
Is not coming down there. You stay in that stank. How about that?
What did you say?
You heard me. I said you stay in that stank. I'm not cleaning no ass. I've been trying to tell you for the past 5 minutes, but you won't shut up long enough to listen.
Well, how long is it before you gonna get here then?
I am not coming down there to clean your
why not?
I've been trying to tell you that is not my job. You dial the wrong number.
Who you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who are you talking to like that?
You're going
to
make me whoop your
Well, bring it on in. If you think you can get in your wheelchair and make it down here to the nursery to whoop my then come the hell on.
Listen, will you take a message from me and give it to somebody?
What's your message?
Write this down. N-E.
N-E.
P.
N. Uh-huh. What else?
H.
Uh-huh.
E.
Uh-huh.
W.
What?
Okay, you got that part?
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, T. O.
Mm-hmm.
M. Y.
What is that?
What do it spell?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, spell it out.
I'm not spelling it out. You tell me what it is.
What does it say?
I don't know. Nephew Tommy.
Nephew Tommy, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your sister, Renita.
Oh, my God.
Well, you were sitting up there like, what in the world?
Yeah. You got me. You got me.
I got one question for you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got me good.
And there you have it. That's the stupid of this Tuesday morning. I need you to wash me.
Oh, there's
if
more.
You're in Lexington and you want to wash Tommy, you know, we may have a little contest where you can win to wash me before the shows. Yeah. That sounds pretty good, don't it? To get washed, cleansed, wipe me down. Don't nobody see this, huh? Okay.
Oh.
I'm trying to figure out how you don't see it, though.
Right.
Because right. I'm sexy, Steve. You see, I realize what I'm missing. I realize. I've been looking at a few guys. I'm like, I got that. You know what I'm missing? the green eyes. I need to get the green eyes. And that right there, that's gonna do it.
Put you over the top, huh?
Yeah. Go ahead, Steve. What is it?
You missing height. Height is what you missing. Damn them eyes. You had green eyes. Can't nobody see them. You down there. You need some height.
I knew he was
going to say. March 13th through the 16th, Lexington, Kentucky. Comedy off Broadway. Tickets on sale right now.
All right, now.
You ever
thought
about plastic surgery?
For height?
Go ahead, Shirley.
All right. I'm lucky. You threw me with that one. Thank you, nephew, as I was saying.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.